Harper Audio presents Alex and Me, how a scientist and a parrot discovered a hidden world of animal intelligence and formed a deep bond in the process, by Irene M. Pepperberg, read by Julia Gibson. Copyright 2008 by Irene M. Pepperberg. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. My Wonderful Life Moment. How much impact could a 1-pound ball of feathers have on the world? It took death for me to find out. And so I write the story of a particular bird's life, but it must begin at the end. Brainy parrot dies, emotive to the end, ran a New York Times Science Section headline on September 11, 2007, the day after our press release announcing Alex's passing. He knew his colors and shapes. He learned more than 100 English words, wrote Benedict Carey. And with his own brand of one-liners, he established himself in television shows, scientific reports, and news articles as perhaps the world's most famous talking bird. Carey quoted my friend, colleague, and expert on dolphin and elephant communication, Diana Rees. The work revolutionized the way we think of bird brains. That used to be a pejorative, but now we look at those brains, at least Alex's, with some awe. I found myself saying much the same thing in the newspaper, magazine, radio, and television interviews that overwhelmed me those first few days. People would ask, "What is all the fuss about? Why was Alex so special?" And I'd say, "Because a bird with a brain the size of a shelled..."